This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Lisa Ledeen. Nurses and other staff at Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz are protesting proposed layoffs. Passing cars honked their support during an action this week. KAZU's Aaron Mulsberry reports.
At a picket line outside the hospital, interventional radiology nurse Erin Johnson says she was born at Dominican and has worked there for 21 years.
It slowly moved from patient-centered to more of a profit, to do more with less.
Chicago-based Common Spirit runs the hospital and sent layoff notices to more than 20 nurses, coordinators, and technicians in June. Johnson's worried about patient care.
If they do the cuts, the nurses are going to have to triage on what's more important.
Several doctors have also recently left over contracts. The hospital's made public assurances that everything's fine, but Johnson's feeling the effects not just at work, but also as a breast cancer patient.
I've had to find an oncologist over at Stanford to get that continuity of care. I don't have a primary doctor because there's nobody taking new patients.
She plans to stay at Dominican, but says many newer nurses don't. Unit coordinator Erica Gutierrez has worked at Dominican for 10 years. She received notice this would be her last week.
Our union is doing everything in their power to try to get answers, but we're at a standstill because our hospital just isn't responding to them.
Gutierrez was planning to start nursing school next month.
Dominican Hospital was supposed to help me pay for school. And not being an employee of the hospital is going to completely take that away.
Administrators would not respond to questions, but in a written statement said the picket did not affect operations. Erin Mulsberry, KAZU News.
California State Parks is offering free entry into more than 30 historic parks, including Monterey State Historic Park, through their historian passport. Richard Fletcher is an interpreter for the Monterey region of California State Parks. He says state historic parks like the one in downtown Monterey usually don't have as many visitors as natural parks, but are still fascinating.
They're equally as important. So if people can see that and it inspires them to come kind of learn about the history downtown, that's great. That's a win.
Fletcher says learning history can be eye-opening, like how California became a state with Monterey as its first capital.
Sometimes there's parts of history that aren't always that comfortable, and if you can own that but learn from it and move forward, that's where we can make really good progress.
Free downloads of the passport continue through July 6th. New penalties for no-shows at California state parks are now in effect. From our California newsroom partner, LAist Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports.
The popular state parks for overnight stays like San Onofre, Crystal Cove, and Pfeiffer Big Sur require reservations. But there are many no-shows. Too many, the state legislature says. So now you'll get a refund only if you cancel a week or more before your reservation starts. After that, you'll be charged the first night's fee. And if you cancel 2 days or less before, you'll give up your entire fee. If you no-show 3 times in a calendar year, you'll be banned from making a reservation for a year, because if you're not going to show up to enjoy California state beaches, redwoods, or deserts, someone else should. Adolfo Guzman Lopez, LAS News.
That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back again Monday morning with more local news.